Numbers chapter 6. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when either a man or a woman takes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves to the Lord, he must separate himself from wine and strong drink. He must not drink vinegar made from wine or strong drink, and may not drink grape juice or eat grapes or raisins. All the days of his separation he must eat nothing that is produced from the grapevine, not even grape seeds or skins. All the days of the vow of separation no razor may come on his head, until the days of the vow are fulfilled in which he separates himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. He must let the locks of the hair on his head grow long, all the days that he separates himself to the Lord. He must not go near a dead body. He must not defile himself, even for his father, mother, brother, or sister, when they die, because his separation to God is upon his head. All the days of his separation he is holy to the Lord. If anyone dies suddenly beside him, and he defiles the head of his separation, then he must shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day he must shave it. On the eighth day he must bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then the priest will offer one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, and make atonement for him because he transgressed by having contact with the dead body. So he will consecrate his head that same day. He must separate himself again to the Lord for the duration of his separation, and must bring a year-old male lamb for a guilt offering. The former days, however, will not be counted because his separation was defiled. Now this is the law of the Nazarite when the days of his separation are fulfilled. He must be brought to the entrance of the tent of meeting. He must offer his offering to the Lord, 1 year-old male lamb without defect for a burnt offering, and 1 year-old female lamb without defect for a sin offering, and 1 ram without defect for a peace offering, and a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mixed with olive oil, and unleavened wafers spread with olive oil, with their grain offering and their drink offerings. Then the priest will present them before the Lord and offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. He must offer the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest will offer also his grain offering and drink offering. Then the Nazarite must shave his consecrated head at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and take the hair of his consecrated head and put it on the fire where the sacrifice of the peace offerings are burning. Then the priest will take the boiled shoulder of the ram and 1 unleavened cake out of the basket and 1 unleavened wafer, and shall put them in the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his consecrated head. The priest will wave them high for a wave offering before the Lord. It is a holy portion for the priest, together with the breast that was waved high and the lifted high thigh. After that, the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows his offering to the Lord for his separation, besides whatever else he is able to afford. He must fulfill the vow he made according to the law of his separation. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them.